Your personal experiences with the war, what was the worst part you experienced?
The worst part was Anvil Beachhead in Italy. A count of German 88 could hit any part on the beach. The shells, they could reach you anywhere on the beachhead. And consequently, you had to stay dug in you never did know just what was going to happen.
So that was scary. I mean,
yeah. And that was a time that I was walking on an embankment, and that big gun that the Germans had up there, they called Big Bertha. I reckon it was. I was walking on this bank, and I didn't know what happened. And there were some British soldiers within a building, short distance from where I was. They seen the shell hit, and it hit in the ground far enough underneath my feet that there was enough of dirt between me and the shell that it blowed me way up in the air, and knocked me unconscious, and they come out there. I was partially covered up when I hit the ground, and they come out there and dug me out from one of the dirt, and I come to then, and I couldn't hear anything. And they carried me to the field hospital there on the beachhead, and that's when I got up next morning and walked out of the tent, and a German 88 came in and hit a tent with two nurses in it, and it blew one of the nurses' head completely off, and I said that wasn't no place for me. I'd rather be back up with my outfit. So I left the hospital, and there was no record of me even being in the hospital.
And so you weren't safe anywhere on that island.
No. And it was every morning at around 9 o'clock, the ME-109s and the Messerschmitts had come out of the sun and it strafed us and just the whole heck would break loose every morning around 9 o'clock. They would come in and strafe us with air flank.
Did fighting begin like in the morning and last the night, or did it last all through the night too?
Yeah, well, some reason or other, the Germans didn't care about too much night fighting. Thank goodness for that. It was primarily a daytime deal, except on special missions and all that.
Did y'all have like shifts that you worked, like you'd sleep for a little while and then maybe have to get up and watch? Or
nah, you were, according to the outfit you were in, we didn't have no particular time or anything, whatever our orders were to do, that's what we did. And that's when the big bombers were stationed in North Africa. They when it got so critical up on the beachhead, they started sending the big bombers over and bombing the Germans at the foot of the mountains. And it was something else.
The B-17 bombers that were flying in to help y'all, aid y'all in fighting, could y'all see them dropping the bombs in on the Germans?
Yes, they sent from Africa. They had them based in Africa, and they'd fly over. And consequently, when they dropped their bombs, while they were still over us, right over us, but they'd land a quarter or half a mile on down into the German lines. And that's a funny feeling, looking up at them things and all them bombs piling out in the belly of them big bombers, and you were wondering if they were going to land far enough away from you.
Keep you safe.
Yeah.
Did any ships shoot from the water onto?
Yeah, there were several big Navy ships. They'd come off right off the city of Anzi over there, and they would shell the Germans in up in the mountains there, and so there were some big guns off of them ships.
Were they shooting up? Was them shooting overhead too, or were they?
Yeah, they were right over our head. Yeah.
So you could see them firing up there too.
Yeah.
What did y'all use to combat German airplanes flying over and bombing you at NGO Beach?
They brought up anti-aircraft battalions and located them at certain positions on the beachhead. And most of the Germans wasn't over American Air Force at night. The Americans didn't fly at night. And they got them, eventually got them radio control where when they're fired in a pattern. When the German planes come over at night, well, they wait and they'd all start firing at one time. And consequently, each battalion had a certain fire range to fire in. I mean, they didn't, they was just lighting up the whole sky above them with an aircraft. And then we started seeing a lot of them German planes come down in flames at night.
See, I set up a lot of aircraft in that on that beach.
Yeah, they
aircraft.
I read somewhere where they said that they had more anti-aircraft set up in that small area than they've ever assembled before
in
one area.
How long did you stay at Anzio Beach during that time?
Well, it was over better than 4 months on the beachhead before we could break off of it.
What did y'all use for food during that time?
Well, they brought K rations and mostly K rations, but they brought just regular Army issued field rations when up there. So there wasn't no mess halls, wasn't no regular cooking hardly done, and so we just had to live mostly on K rations.
You got three of them meals a day?
Yeah, they were morning, noon, and night meals in a K ration.
What'd they taste like?
Wish you hadn't asked that question. they were pretty good. Actually, you got real hungry.
They'd get you by?
Yeah, you could survive on it.
How many years did you serve in the war?
I think it was 2.5.
And what was your relative feeling about the war, and were you glad that you were in it and involved in it?
Yes, everybody's attitude in World War II was very nice. Wasn't no anti-feelings about the war, so we were fighting for our existence in that war.
So you couldn't find any negativity towards it? It was just fighting for freedom kind of thing, keeping...
No, it was strictly a war.
Okay. And did you obtain any other injuries besides the shell injury that you mentioned earlier?
No, it was heavy. I came through in good shape.
So you did pretty good.
I'd like to thank you for your time. I just appreciate you letting me interview you, and just thank you again. I appreciate it. We'll see you later.